The Rush Hour for Southern Volkswagen. Get into the Christmas spirit with Southern Volkswagen. Free 5-year warranty across the entire range. Southern Volkswagen Ramella.
Big happy Wednesday, Adelaide family. Jars and Louie here driving you home for the next hour. We are at a cricketer fan's Christmas Eve. That's right. The eve before the first test of the summer taking place here at Adelaide Oval. A man that's hotter than hot, always white hot, the one and only Andrew Juice Newton. Gentlemen, welcome, Juice.
G'day, Lou. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a
beautiful day. Beautiful day. Am I on, Lou?
Yeah, obviously on.
Yep. 5 days. Weather's going to be fantastic for a wonderful test match against a very powerful India cricket side. Looking forward to catching up with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's talk a bit of local cricket. You mentioned late yesterday in our show that the Port Adelaide boys have got themselves a bit of T20 action How'd they go?
The Power Boys batted first. 4 for 163 off 20 overs. Travis Boke, 56. Ooh. He's a star.
Yep.
Paul Stewart, 41. Nathan Basson made 29. Dan Houston made 23. Defeated Adelaide Uni, ooh, 6 for 123. Trav Boak, 2 for 11. Ollie Wines, 2 for 8. Trav Boak was BOG. They play again next Tuesday at the Grange Cricket Club. So well done to the Power players in their T20.
And well done to the Footy Club for allowing them to play it, because for so many years, no one could go and do anything during the preseason.
Well done.
So common sense winning out all around there. We've got a lot of stuff on the show today. None better than Adam Gilchrist, though. Gilly will join us ahead of the first test. If you haven't heard the test team, there is a big shock omission, and we're going to talk about it next here on the Rush Hour. Fat Santa is floating around. Pine's back in, Murph. I don't know what's wrong with him. We're not going and we're not talking about Murph.
You don't want to talk about Sean Craig
Somebody
Murphy.
Somebody just said, when I walked in, get handed the rundown sheet.
Yeah, you do.
And they said, out injured Murphy. I said, not again.
No. Did he go last night to see your mate, Bonnie?
Bon Jovi. Oh, tell you what. Very good morning to John and everybody else that was out there.
Did he make eye contact with
you? Oh, yeah.
He did.
I think it was more to my wife than me, but hey. As long as I'm in the frame, in the eyes, around the eyes, somewhere near the eyes, I'll take that. All right.
Well done.
Yeah, Fat Santa coming up. Win yourself that Ego Line Trimmer Kit. Yeah. Ego 56 volt outdoor power equipment. Visit egopowerplus.com.au. Ego power beyond belief.
This went berserk last night, Jazz. Botanic Park.
Oh, we're playing it again.
Get into it.
It's a Rush Hour.
Your double M's there.
104.7. It's Adelaide's Triple M. It's a Rush Hour with Jazz and Louis. The quiz with no name about 15 minutes away.
First test team has been announced, Jars, and there is a massive omission when it comes to at least title, but certainly not form.
No.
Well, who is it?
Obviously, young Mitch Marsh, the vice captain of the Australian cricket team. He got dropped, which I think is a very, very good call by the selectors.
Well, he's only averaged somewhere around about 8 with the bat, hasn't
and,
he, in recent
and
times?
And has not taken a test wicket in nearly 6 test matches as
struggling
a
struggling with speed after that shoulder off.
Yes, it was normally bowling about 135, then had that shoulder recon, and now is bowling about 125. That's not good enough.
All right, the squad. Let's go.
Right, young debutant makes his debut, obviously Marcus Harris.
Yep.
Left-hander Lou. He's a talent, this kid, so we've got to back him in, and Aaron Finch will open with him. So the Aussies love that left-hand, right-hand combination.
They certainly do.
Khawaja will bat 3, Sean Marsh 4. So they're the two, obviously, informed batsmen at the moment. Hanscom gets his opportunity, alert 5.
Oh, he's the man that squeezed Marsh out,
Yes, he did, and he's worked on his technique. Yep. So I reckon he's in for a big score. Our boy Trav Head goes at 6. Oh, I like this decision.
Great to see no false starts.
Well done, Trav.
Either,
all right,
so
and
beautiful.
We'll get a standing ovation if he walks out to bat, if we win the toss. Payne 7.
Good spot 2 to bat for Trav.
Leave him there.
Yeah.
Say to him, mate, the next 3 test matches, you're batting at 6.
The summer, you don't go anywhere else, Ace.
Absolutely. And then obviously the bowlers, Payne, Stark, Linehan, Hazelwood, Siddle's 12th man. So there you go, Lou. So I reckon it's not a bad squad.
Yeah, not too bad. A lot of conjecture as to who was going to win. The Marsh one probably didn't see coming given the fact that he was a vice captain. And don't get me started on the fact we have 2 vice captains.
Yeah, I'll let that one
in
go.
In our Australian cricket team. I'll give that to Gilly later on this hour. Nice. All right. Timmy Payne, front of the press. Here he is talking about Mitch Marsh missing out. That's hard to say.
Mitch Marsh is probably just hasn't been as consistent as he would like and we would like. So we know the talent that Mitch has. We know that most likely at some stage in this series we'll need him. So we're taking the opportunity at the moment to actually send him back to play a Shield game, get some more cricket under his belt, knowing that at some stage, we're probably going to need him.
And that's a fair call.
That's sensible.
It's a meeting.
Sensible,
touch. Absolutely. All right. We know it's going to be hot, 38, 39 degrees tomorrow. So much conjecture. What do you do when you win the toss? Timmy was asked.
Well, yeah, that probably sways it to batting, doesn't it? You want to bat on days where it's 40-odd degrees. I think there's always a good coverage of grass here in Adelaide, and it offers a bit with the new ball, but, you know, there's also a lot of runs to be had out there. So Australian teams like to bat first. But, yeah, we'll have another look at it in the morning before we make that final call.
And special guest after six, Damien Hoff, superstar groundskeeper down here at Adelaide Oval, is going to join us on our show, and he'll tell us about the type of wicket he has prepared for this opening test. And if you like your turf talk, be prepared to get a little tingle or five with some of the vernacular that's going to get thrown around in that conversation. All right. And last one, and most importantly, Jazz, and I was intrigued to hear the answer to this. It's the question that will not go away with this Australian cricket team at the moment. Yeah. Timmy Payne was asked, what is more important this series, play nice or win?
Well, both. That's what we're here for. We play test cricket to win. There's no doubt about that. And clearly we've realised that we needed to do some work in some areas, and gaining the respect of our country and our fans is as high a priority as is winning.
Diplomatic answer.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Nicely done. It'll be intriguing. Virat Kohli has been quoted as saying, look, they'll be up and about when they're out there. They won't just wander around, but they would have set some genuine limits, and that line would have been pulled well and truly back, Joe.
Yeah.
Well back.
Absolutely.
And a great analogy. Yeah. It's almost, if you're coming into bowl, the front foot will be just over the back line, not the front line.
Now, Lou, just putting a negative spin on it, ticket sales have been sagging for this first test, which is a bit of a concern. Obviously, we'll have a lot of Indian supporters there to see their boys play.
Do you know what that is?
The public, I think, have lost faith in this Australian side the last 9 to 10 months, I reckon.
Totally agree with
lost
you.
Lost faith, Lou.
Yeah, and aren't not prepared to vote with their wallets just yet. And more so too, I think, and I don't think you can underestimate this, going from the day-night test
has hurt ticket sales.
It was a great format. It was an easy one from a work point of view. It was easy to work around and reschedule your stuff and everything else. So I think that is also hurt as well.
The Indians didn't want it.
No, we're not. They refused to do it. They weren't coming.
So we'll ask you
like us. We won't work after four.
Not at all, Luke.
No. We're not doing day-night shows.
I like day-night shows.
We do day. We are day show makers.
I swing better at day-night.
Oh, I heard.
It's a rush hour. Triple M.
Oh, killers.
This is not an unleashed, more of a warning shot, but also a take care factor.
One across the bow.
Yeah, the cricket is on. And the cricket is a great pastime sport of leisure for the elderly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of older people, older generation, who love the cricket.
Oh, they do.
I've found in my recent travels, Jars, that they may be those, the over 60s, 55s, the KGs of this world, the over 75s.
Be careful.
They're getting a little loose with their ability to read the traffic and cross roads. All right. They are putting themselves, their lives and the lives of others, and rear ends of a lot of vehicles at risk.
What's happened? Is there a little story behind this?
Well, yeah, it is a bit. I've come close recently in a few times. Yeah. The idea that you take up the game Frogger in your 70s, to me, is not the ideal time. When you get your first Zimmer frame, that is not the time for you to take on the roads. You are not in an airbag-proof facility. All right. I am seeing more often than not, forget the fact that everybody's driving at 48Ks in a 60
zone. There's been some near misses, has it?
There's been a few, and a reluctance, you know, for me. Normally, I want to get on a horn. And I wait for that sheer fact that could cause a heart attack.
Don't tell me you're whacking
the
elderly.
But what they're doing, and that is what a great game Frogger was.
Yeah, I never lost a game.
They are walking out expecting you. Once they go, they put head down, bum up.
Yeah.
All right, like they're going into a pack. Angels fear to tread, Jars.
You've got to give way to them, Lou.
On a 60 zone when I've got cars up in the cracker, I am telling you, I am that close to getting myself not a roo bar, but an old people's bar. They're slightly softer, so it gives a bit when I touch them.
They're trying to get home the quickest possible way.
And you know what they're doing the most?
What?
There is pedestrian crossings in sight every single time.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, they should know this. They try and mount the median strips. If they fall, they're going to do a hip. They're going to cost us a fortune in public health. I'm just passing
We've
a warning out there.
We've got to look after our elderly.
I know, and this
I
is
I always
why,
stop for them.
But what happens if I'm behind you, right? And you stop quickly to give way, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And you can see and say, "Oh, beautiful! Have a look at Granny and Grandpa going for a lovely Sunday walk."
Beautiful, I love that.
And you'd be out the window. Don't forget to put your blankets on before you go down the ice cup. But if I whip round you because of my superior road reading skills, and then all of a sudden they've stepped into my lane, and we know what happens when I say "my lane," I'm going to clean them up.
Oh.
Just take your time, guys. Cross at the crossings. You're not as nimble as you once were. And you can't afford a fall or a touch. Just they can't. You know what happens? Do a hip at 70. Your balls will be dead. You're going to die.
We've got to look after them, Lou.
No. So I put it out there.
Oh, so what's your message?
My message is this.
Here it goes.
Obviously, not a lot of you are listening to us. You're all listening to the other station. All right. But for the KGs of this world.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the old cranky types who think everything revolves around them and that everybody else will stop for you.
Yeah.
Just remember, I've never seen an old person beat a car ever in a battle. Ever.
You can't win that
ever.
Battle.
All right. None of us. You know those little zebra crossings? That's you. You know the traffic lights? That's you.
Oh, Lou.
If you are a carer or a primary carer of one of these people, teach them the rules again. Right. Hector the traffic cat. Look right, look left, look right again.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis. Triple M.
The Rush Hour for Southern Volkswagen. Get into the Christmas spirit with Southern Volkswagen. Free 5-year warranty across the entire range. Southern Volkswagen Ranella.
Got your number. Look, Chris Gonfred, one shot.
We're gonna call you.
A perfect hook shot.
All of the time.
Gilchrist is devastating.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Adam Gilchrist.
Great to have you on the show, Gilly. Welcome to Adelaide.
How are you, gents? Yeah, great to be. Good weather.
Yeah, we've turned it up a notch. All right, mate. Have you had a quick wander at all to have a look at what's going to be on offer of this pitch? Because with 39 degrees tomorrow, I would imagine Gilly sitting in the dressing room, a few blokes are saying we better have a bat.
you'd be keen for the coin to come down the right way, wouldn't you? I can tell you, I'm standing looking at the ground, at the pitch as we speak, and it doesn't look like there's a lot of grass on there at this stage, early stage of the game. So it's a very light colour to it. So, I'd be thinking, as you say, those temperatures getting up high 30s, bat first, bat big.
And bat long.
Yeah.
Hey, Gilly, good decision to leave out Mitchie Marsh by the selectors.
Well, I think, obviously, that's just compensating for the fact that, you know, the obvious one, Smith and Warner are out, and they've accounted for just on nearly 40% of Australia's runs in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So that tells you we've got to bolster the batting. Mitch Marsh has showed glimpses last year, but hasn't been consistent. So shored up with Hanscom, who's been getting some nice results in Shield cricket. But more importantly, the local boy.
Yes.
He's getting a game. That's great. I reckon that's fantastic that they've stuck with him. I didn't think that his position should have been in any jeopardy or question since the UAE test matches. So can't wait to see Travis Head play test cricket in Australia.
And Gilly, we're wrapped as well. And great to see that he bats at six and just give him some time in the breathing room.
Yeah. I reckon in that position, I suppose one of the biggest challenges he'll have is if he's going in there and Ashwin, the off spinner from India's bowling, and he loves bowling to left-handers. Well, he's got a better record against left-handers than right-handers, Ashwin. So that'll be a little hurdle for Travi when he first gets in there, should that scenario be the case. But hopefully there's plenty of runs on board. He can just buy himself some time. And as I say, very excited about that.
And no one's going to take it away from us between now and then that he's in and out. The Chetty Sayers drama we had, Gilly, we're still a little bit bitter on whether they're in or whether they're out.
No, he's in. I'll be very surprised. Right. Unless you guys know something,
I don't. Hey, you wrote your first article for The Australian today and gave us a great insight into Virat Kohli. You were in charge of a young man back in the day. Can you just take us inside of your thoughts of this man who is basically resetting benchmarks in world cricket?
Yeah, he's box office. He's an absolute superstar. And I think Australian viewers and audiences and crowds will find a bit of a different cat from what was here 4 years ago and indeed 8 years ago. He was a young brat who came out and was dropping the bird on the crowds and couldn't handle getting abused, so he just couldn't believe it. But he's still feisty. He's still got the fire in the belly. And I reckon when the 50-50 moment comes up in the game where, you know, the fuse has been lit, he'll still show plenty of passion. But he's settled a bit more. He's a bit more mature now. But he's got, I reckon, and what I wrote about is the greats, the superstars, the Federers, the Warns, the Michael Jordans. I reckon they've got this capability where no matter whether it's good or bad, what's happened, they process it and then they shoot it out the back door of the mind and forget it. It's the next thing. And And it's easy to say, and everyone should do that, but the champions do it better and quicker than the not-so-good ones, and he was brilliant at that.
He's a superstar. Gilly, why did India refuse to play a day-night test match in Australia?
I reckon it's because they haven't played many of them. I think they might have only played one in India, maybe. Mm. I might even be wrong there. They may not have done one. And I reckon they just thought, no, we've got a big opportunity to win a series in Australia. We're not going to go down that route. They would have probably felt a bit vulnerable, Australia's record in the three tests that they played here. So is very good. So they would have felt a bit vulnerable. It's a shame. It's become a real spectacle, hasn't it? And that's obviously for last year's one. It was terrific. The romantic in me, the traditionalist. I'm looking forward to five days of traditional test cricket at this beautiful cricket ground. It's going to be great.
Tell you what it does, Gilly. It gives you half a chance to recover as a punter. You can have a few and get home at a reasonable hour and be okay for the next day.
Try broadcasting. You'd like to know about that in radio, try and stand in front of a camera and do that.
Because an all-day session in 39-degree heat makes you vulnerable. Don't worry about the cricketers.
Indeed. I'm hearing you.
Well, mate, good luck calling. Obviously, Fox doing wonderful things with the cricket this year. You're on board with Triple M all throughout the summer, mate. Cannot wait to see it happen. It's Christmas Eve for cricket fans, Jar, isn't it? Mm,
it absolutely.
Gilly, cannot wait to see all the action.
Yeah, the summer kicks off truly tomorrow, doesn't it? I looked out the back. It's not only about on the field how the Adelaide Oval looks, out the back where all the little marquees and tents are set up. Mm. It's just dying for patrons. So get out there tomorrow and... Can't do that. Watch it on Fox and listen out on Triple M. You'll get plenty of cricket.
Now, Gilly, why did you snub Louie and I for a coffee today? Because Brian Taylor, BT, done it to us this year. I thought we were catching up today for a coffee. Why did you snub us?
Well, we still can. I just got off the plane, came straight to the ground and been through rehearsals. I'm trying to be very professional about this, trying to keep everything composed. I've seen the way you guys are around when it comes to cricket. How to handle yourself on and off the field, but get in and out of the office.
Gilly, anyway, Gilly, you don't even have to play it. That was that wide of off stump. You could have left that alone, mate.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Gilly, can I just pass this on to you? And you'll cross paths. We had JB, James Brayshaw, on the other day.
Jimmy!
He said he was responsible for a lot of dents in the pickets, especially square of the wicket. Naturally, yours went over the top, so it hit no one but fans.
That when he was bowling.
Yeah. Tell him about the grandstand name.
It's just a little dirty. There's nothing up there in the name of Brayshaw.
I'll tell you a real quick one on Brayshaw. Yeah. My first two first-class centuries were at this ground, at Adelaide Oval, against South Australia. Yeah. One in the last game of one season and then in the opening match of the next season was one. And I've got two great shots that photographers took and sent to me of me raising my bat, my first and second stand. And just the camera angle in the background, standing in gully, was James Brayshaw for both of them. Arms folded with a look of disdain on him. He looked like someone had let, some rat bag into the game of cricket, and it wasn't him. Mate, such a disdainful look. He couldn't care about me.
It was like you'd come to his house and drank all his pims.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck, mate. Enjoy.
The dories. All right. See you guys.
There's our man, Adam Gilchrist, with Triple M right throughout the summer on the Rush Hour with Jarvis and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Saturday's Triple M. This is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie.
Righto, Jars. Yesterday you gave us a cryptic clue about a big announcement today. Here's the chance. Family. You've hooked it right now. What have you got to tell us? What's up? What's wrong?
Well, I've been carrying this injury for a couple of weeks, but I finally decided to do something about it, and I went and saw Dr. Jeffrey Verrill down there at Spark.
Our version of Uncle Chop Chop.
Hard to get in. Hard to get in with Doc Verrill, but I got in there to see the great man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mortified. He absolutely destroyed what he saw today.
Oh, no.
He saw the left knee blow up.
So it ain't so.
The fluid. He says, my knees are rare, Lou.
Oh, they are.
They've done, the amount of kilometres I've done over the last 30 years playing footy and participating in other sports.
They're a bit like
can't believe it.
Big Mac / Kenilworth truck. Well, just keep on trucking those things.
He got his machines out. His hands were just touching it. And the left
is he insured? Has he got the right level of insurance to be touching that sort of stuff?
I've got my faith in the young man, but boxing, running, and footy skills are on hold until further notice, family.
Suspended.
Suspended, he said.
Until further notice.
Oh, major blow.
So what is he suggesting? What did he
hint at? It's 2 weeks off.
What did he hint at, though? He's got to have an inkling. Well, he must have given you a look
inside.
He's
not a big fan of going in with the old surgery.
No.
Old Doc Doc.
And you're a faith man. You're a man of faith.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, hands healed. Absolutely.
Yeah. A witch doctor.
So he's prescribed me some ingredients to try and check out.
The heavy stuff.
The good gear. And use that wisely.
Are we talking meniscus?
But it's a massive blow.
What are we talking? Are we talking structural? Are we talking
bit of everything, Luke?
The cushioning, the cartilage? Bit of everything. What's going on in here?
It's a little bit loose. Which is
arthritic.
A little bit of that, obviously.
A little bit lax.
Tad. So left knee.
Is it fair to say that it may have succumbed?
No. Now, don't go there because old Mazza said something today.
She
gave me a drive-by.
I'm suggesting Mazza, maybe Dr. Verrill suggested that when they put you on the payload bridge that it may have been carrying an extra heavy load.
And
it has succumbed.
He did say, what are you weighing?
I mean, the highway police would pull you over and say, mate, get on that bridge there. What's your tear? I'm telling you, mate, it ain't a tear in your cartilage. I mean, you're overloaded.
I've got to drive by
my mother.
You have
been overloaded for 15.
No, I'm not.
How old are you? 52.
52.
You've been overloaded for 15 years. This has been coming for a long, long time, mate.
Oh,
I'm surprised they haven't given out already.
It's a major blow, Lou.
And the other one will go soon, too.
Rush Hour, Triple M.
Pretty easy to see. A few people got along to Bon Jovi last night here from Triple M, given the preparation that's been going down.
I want to review this whole operation.
But then when I throw to you, you weren't ready.
Yeah, but I was looking. Yeah, hang on. I had two bits of paper in my hand, Luke.
I know. Hey, I reckon it's time for an accent. Who's playing today?
Andrew from St. Mary's. G'day, Andrew. Welcome.
Yeah, Jazz. Yeah, Louis, how you going?
Yeah, very good, Andrew. Very good. One Automasters Lifeline. We found the missing question, mate, so you're unlucky there. So you're going to get 10. You've got to get them done in 60 seconds. Jeez, you're stiff, mate. On an organisation like ours, for us to be able to think on the run, that is a first. All right. Time starts at the end of the first question. I'll pass you over to the great man, Jazz, who, by the way, if you could see it, is in the layback position. Jeez, what is going on? Bring in the Cowboys.
I've got some late-breaking news later on
All
the
right,
show.
That is coming up too, right, an injury update. Righto, Andrew, best of luck. Here's Jar.
Okay, number one, how many games has Adelaide United's women's league team has lost so far this year?
Zero.
Who is set to debut for the Aussies in tomorrow's first test at Adelaide Oval?
Travis Head.
Who is Adelaide United playing on Saturday night?
Park.
Which Marsh brother has been named to play in the first test?
Sean.
Which Melbourne Victory import has the same name as a motor vehicle company? Very good.
Pass. Okay.
Who will coach South Sydney Rabbitohs next year?
Bennett.
Name the captain of the Indian test team.
Coley.
Which team will Danny Ricciardo be racing for in 2019?
Renault.
Okay, who wears number two for the Adelaide Crows?
Automasters.
Name the coach of the Adelaide 36ers.
Jerry Wright.
Who is Adelaide United playing on Saturday night?
Victory.
He had the touch of the KGs
there. Oh, you got the Kens up.
Oh,
no, under. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Correct.
It's a really solid effort. I tell you what, under trying conditions with the missing question and everything else that is going on in studio today, mate. They're playing Melbourne Victory on Saturday night. That was when it tipped you over. Kisuke or Kisuki Honda is the Melbourne Victory import, who has the same name as a motor vehicle company.
He's a star, Lou.
Brady Crouch, Automasters, question number 9. Yeah. Where's the famous number 2, made famous by this man, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman?
About that.
All right. Okay. And everything else was pretty sweet to do, mate. So not a bad effort under trying circumstance. For his effort, Jar.
Got a family pass, Lulu and family, to Adelaide United to take on Melbourne City at Cooper Stadium on the 16th. Of December, so get your tickets from Ticket Tech. All yours, Under.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for playing.
Yep. Quiz or no name for Automasters. Short on mates or relatives, Automasters offers a free return Uber to home or work with car servicing and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. See your website for T's and C's.
Adam Gilchrist up next. Gilly's in town. First test. Going to talk all about the shock non-selection of Mitch Marsh.
It's a rush hour. Jars and Louie. Triple M.
Righto, Jars. They're in town. I'm not talking about the Indians. I'm not talking about the Australians. I'm talking about the groundsman at the beautiful, the magnificent Adelaide Oval. They're headed up by my man.
Yeah.
The one, the only.
I know.
He's going global. He's trending large. The one and only Damien Hoff. Hoffy, welcome to the Rush Hour. It's your time to shine.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Louis. Thanks, Jazz.
Well, mate, I can tell you this. It is looking an absolute treat. So whatever you and the boys have been doing down there, it is honestly like carpet, mate. So congrats again on getting it all right. What sort of pitch are we going to get?
Good question. Hopefully similar to the last few years, mate. So, yeah, we're nothing's changed in preparation. It's just this hot weather. We'll have to wait and see whether that has any effect on the outcome.
Did it change at all with prep when it came from having, we've been obviously day-night in previous years, back to the traditional day format and the risk of getting this hot weather that we normally attract?
No, preparation's been the same for 4 years now, so just trying to leave a little bit more grass on it, but coarse matty grass. Now the ball comes on well. What we're looking for is hopefully it'll nip around a bit with a new ball and still able to spin. The issue really is the hot weather and if it pulls too much life out of it. So the one thing we have monitored is probably just the moisture in the pitch, just to compensate for that really hot day tomorrow.
Hoffy, it's a big occasion for you, groundsman down there, Adelaide Oval, and obviously Louis, one of your number one ticket holders. Payne and Virat Kohli go out with their jackets on, representing their country. The coin goes in the air. Who's going to bowl? Who's going to bat first? What do you recommend to those captains?
39 tomorrow, so
No.
I think you win the toss of that.
Put the pads on.
Try and protect your bowlers. So, it's a bit of a no-brainer, I reckon.
Okay. I reckon, Offie, you look around at the fair-skinned warriors, that being the light-skinned boys of the Australian team.
Barons.
Like, say, Jars and myself, if we were playing, we'd be begging our captain to have a bat.
Painy.
Sit inside.
Yeah,
it's going to be a scorcher. We sort of try to sit out in it, but I reckon a few of our boys will go.
Offie, the great Les would never go underground. He would just... welcome people up to the scoreboard bar, which apparently was unlicensed, but that's okay.
He would be waving the sack of flag, waving the sack of flag and doing what he had to do. It wasn't just the scoreboard bar, it was
it was about making relationships and communication,
correct,
wasn't it?
Hey, the Godfather.
Hoffy, can you tip me off? Is the front page coming tomorrow?
Oh, he needs
when's
to know.
When's it coming? When's the photo? Because we always go with you.
Come on.
There's no photo, so it's not about us, it's about the cricketers.
I beg to differ.
He doesn't care about
the
cricketers.
For 5 days, it's about the men that get around in the fatigues.
In the mower.
In the camo.
Lay low.
If I had my way, Hoffy, at the end of it, I'd put you all in the back of a ute and clap you around the sidelines.
He would too, with your whippersnippers.
My buddy would. I would. All right. Now, while I've got you, I can't waste the opportunity.
Here we go.
A lot of blokes now, like my good self, Scotty Thompson, Sammy Jacobs, we all love our lawns. Now, with the hot weather about to arrive, are we a deep-seated wet once a week, or are we going light sprinkles? What are we doing? Hoffy, give us some tips so we can look immaculate.
Your first option, definitely a deep water. Yep. Definitely more water less often. Drive a nice deep root system and just let it go. Let the leaf sit back and a little bit more leaf on it in the hot weather. It just minimises the stress.
How's that for talk?
This is brilliant.
The talk, because that was my next question, cut hot. A little bit more leaf jar.
Yeah. Listen to that.
So what are you running at down there, Hoffy? What have we got our outfield at?
We're at 12 mil. If we could get a few more millimetres on it, we would. Dave Egan looks after the outfield down here, and he'd love to see a few more millimetres on it. But
wouldn't we all?
You know, we've also got to get the speed of the ball right too.
All right. And the other one, how hectic, how hot are the meetings when you decide on your cutting pattern for the oval?
I heard your conversation around that. We're just going a pretty traditional five wide, sort of what we did last year. It's your standard test match cut these days.
Well, if the Tizer doesn't come calling for that double spread shot, can you just get the boys together for me from a personal point of view?
Yeah.
Get a selfie on one of the machines and just flick it through to me.
I'll do that.
All right, buddy.
Again, well done. It looks absolutely magnificent, and let's hope we get ourselves a great test match.
Thanks, Louis. Thanks, Josh.
Pass the best on to the boys too, because it's about the team, not just Hoffy, as though he likes to make it about himself.
He doesn't. He's a team man. But what about some of the 12 mil cut?
What about the
cutting patterns?
Leaf.
Yeah, five wide.
You
nearly teared up. Then.
It is. It's amazing stuff. Right. It is a rush hour.
Well done,
Offie. Forgive me if it's turf talk. It's not. It's test match cricket talk on the rush hour with Jars and Louis. 104.7 Triple M. Right, hey, Jars, our boys, Adelaide United got the big road trip heading to Melbourne. Marvel Stadium, nonetheless.
Yeah, look.
Take on the arch enemy, Kevin Muscat. Bit of Honda and co.
The midfielder's with us.
And our man is coming. I tell you what, flowing locks, Owen Wilson style. I'm loving the look of him right here right now. Ben Halloran of Adelaide United. Benny, welcome and welcome on debut.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks.
G'day, Benjamin.
This is exciting. Have you been forewarned of the great man that sits alongside me about expectations and what he likes from his guests when they come and in future how you now become accessible to him?
No, but I'm sure I'll find out.
All right.
What are you doing for Christmas? Because I normally invite a United player over for Christmas. You know, Dylan McGowan and Marcelo Karuska. Are you free? You can come over Christmas Day, have a froth.
Pretty busy.
Well played.
It's a snub, Luke.
Always up for a froth dog.
Do you know what that is? He just nutmegged you. Put it straight through your legs, went round you and scored into an open goal back right corner.
Benny, welcome to Adelaide, mate.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Well done.
So, mate, let's talk about this game. Big in, I suppose, in the context of the season. We really need to keep winning and win against the good teams to keep the points rolling through.
Yeah, for sure. I think Melbourne Victory in pretty good form as well. But, we're going there to win it for sure. And I think that'll be three on the trot if we can beat them.
Physicality seems to be the order of the day. We've seen it happen. I don't know whether you're taking a leaf out of Joey Wright's book. If we're going to foul them, we're going to foul them hard. We seem to be having our moments, which... Does Marco Kurtz like the idea that the boys are playing on edge?
I don't know. I mean, physicality is an important aspect of the game, but we're not going out there to play rough or anything. I think that what happened in the game against Brisbane was a little unfortunate. I think it was a really great game. We created a lot of chances and deserved to win. It's a bit of a shame that took the shine off it a little bit, but that's just part of the game as well sometimes.
Yeah. In spare time, what's downtime activity to get you to relax away from football?
We like to know this.
Yeah, I like getting into the hills, down to the beach. Yeah. Pretty outdoorsy, so it's pretty nice having that both on your doorstep here in Adelaide. Into my music. Typical night for me is just having dinner with the missus and chucking on a record at home.
A fair bit of jarman about this.
Got a partner? What's your partner? How's she going? All right, she love Adelaide?
Yeah, she's liking it. She's from, we met in Dusseldorf, so she's a German.
She's
nice. But we've been here a few times, and she loves the Adelaide lifestyle. You can have a chat to anyone at
What's
a cafe.
What's her name?
Her name is Helen.
Helen. Welcome, Helen.
I'm sure
she'd be listening, Lou.
No. No.
Who's the biggest pest in our change rooms?
The biggest pest?
Yeah, drives you nuts. Would it Riggs? Riggs got red carded.
Nah, Riggs is all right. The biggest pest, probably. Maybe Jakobsen.
Yeah, I knew that, Lou.
Yeah.
I got told that.
Do you know the biggest pest in our change rooms, which is this studio?
I couldn't have a guess.
John Craig, man.
Look to your left, like with no hair. No hair.
Hey, Benny, thanks for coming in, mate.
Saturday night.
Marvel Stadium. A lot of yellow cards are coming our way in this game.
It's going to be fiery, but hopefully.
Rivalry like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, a few yellow cards, but hopefully we just get out on top. It's the most
get the
thing.
Win.
Play the best footy. Exactly. Great to see you, mate. Great to meet you. Done, all mate. The best. And let's use it as a big stepping stone because I think there's something happening out there this year. And just starting to gel. And old Magic Hands over there, he may bless you on the way
I'll
out.
Let you know about Christmas Day too.
All right.
Say no. It's a rush out with Jars and Louis. A very special guest. Probably the first and only time he'll come in. Ben Allen of the Reds. It's the rush out. Jars and Louis.